So how has this playoff been different from last year to this year?
Well, I honestly, in a lot of ways, it's pretty similar to what it was a year ago for us. I think obviously we got off to a shaky start there at New Hampshire with getting caught up in a wreck, and then obviously going to Vegas and getting caught up in a wreck. So we were kind of in survival mode the first two rounds of this playoffs, but the finale looks really similar to what it did last year with the drivers in the game. So I don't know. You got to put your best effort forth every week, and obviously we do that, and tomorrow night will be no different.
Who do you feel like is your biggest threat tomorrow?
I mean, honestly, I think you got to look at everybody. You think you're in control a lot of times in the sport of your own destiny, but you're not. I mean, anything can happen. So somebody can have trouble, cut a tire, you know, get caught up in a wreck. So, I'm looking at everybody the same. Obviously, the fours had a lot of speed all year. Crafton, you never count him out, and the 19 truck has gotten a lot faster over the last month and a half or so. So I'm looking at everybody. Pretty close, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Real close.
Could it be pretty dicey as far as, you know, a lot of tension between some drivers in the playoffs, you know, specifically Thor Sport and Brad Keselowski Racing? Could that ultimately hurt someone like you guys if they get crazy and it winds up taking you guys out?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think a lot of times, you know, talk is pretty cheap, and, you know, there's too much on the line for people to do things that, in my opinion, that are, you know, ridiculous at this point. So I just don't see people trying to create problems for one another. I just don't see that happening. And if they do and we're an innocent bystander, then that's problematic, I guess. But for the most part, I think, you know, you've had a week now. Everybody's cooled off a little bit, and I don't think that'll be a problem.
There's been some chatter that maybe the fans want to see the winners of in a state, in a rundown, like the three races in the playoffs, that if you win all three races, that maybe you should get an extra 5 or 10 points to go along towards your accumulation of points. Would you like to see that happen? Like, you won two of the three in the round, so would you like to see that?
You know, I guess I don't deal in the world of hypotheticals very well, so I don't have a clue. You know, whatever it is, it is. I just know what we need to do, and that's run good. And if we don't, we won't win the championship. And bonus points would be great, but we kind of do that all year, right? So, I mean, you can make a case for anything, but I think at some point you got to quit tweaking things.
Johnny, do you feel more pressure or less pressure since you won the title last year?
I mean, I feel pressure. You know, more for my guys and my team and everybody. I mean, of course we want to win the championship. And, you know, if anybody's sitting here telling you they don't feel any pressure, I call baloney, you know? So, and it's just because you want to perform and you want to get the job done. So, yeah, I mean, I feel a little bit, but at the end of the day, all you can do is give 100%, and it's either going to work out or it's not. That's really how I feel about it. But yeah, I'm motivated. I'm, you know, feeling a little pressure, but we want to go and do what we set out to do at the beginning of the year, and that's win the championship.
Does having that carrot hanging out there, being a back-to-back champion, mean anything to you if you're able to pull that off?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you better believe it. You know, winning championships is cool. Obviously, last year was the first time I had ever done that, so I really got a taste of what it feels like. And, you know, winning races is always something that I thought was the ultimate. But after you've gotten a championship, you realize just how important it really is. So, absolutely, that's a huge motivating factor for us and for me. So to be a back-to-back champion would be awesome. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really interested in what everybody else thinks. I think winning the championship was big, and I think winning a second would be the ultimate, especially if you could do it back-to-back. Knowing how hard it is to win one and how things have to go right, I mean, there's just so many things that happen out of your control. You know, winning a second championship would be just the ultimate, but I'm not really worried in validation from anybody, but, you know, the guys that work on my truck and myself. I mean, I think, you know, second championship would just be really cool, but if we don't get it, we don't get it.
You've been in with championship teams in the past. Are you surprised the evolution of Gallagher as quickly as they've become a contender on a, you know, annual basis?
I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, when Mike Beam first called me about coming over there, I took the tour of the shop and saw just exactly what they were building over there. And then I got to meet Mr. Gallagher and the family. And, you know, they were serious and they said all the right things. And they had a realistic expectation of where they wanted to be and how they were going to get there. But still, when I tour the shop, I walk around sometimes and go, this is really unbelievable. I mean, just the way they're going about it, building their own chassis, hanging their own bodies and all that. So they're all in, and, you know, but on the flip side of that, they expect results. So, but I think they've got a really good plan for where they're headed.
Has it helped to have Joe Shear, somebody that you've known for years, be the guy there that guides you along with wins and championships?
Yeah, I mean, it's big for me, obviously. You know, there's a certain comfort level there, obviously, with Joe, just because of our past history together, you know, from growing up as kids to whatever, our dads racing against each other. So huge comfort level there. When he tells me something, I usually believe it. So, and Joe's been good. I mean, he's been a good fit. The way GMS has ran as a company is pretty strong, you know, from the top down. So I think it's just a good environment for both of us to thrive in.
Johnny, do you have any aspirations of wanting to do Xfinity or Cup again, even if it's a limited role?
You know, I think about this a lot. I wish I was mentally as smart as I am today 20 years ago or 15 years ago when I first came along. I really don't. I mean, obviously, if it's a great deal, of course, but I think about it, and I still think I could do it. But, you know, truck racing's fun, and you're competitive week in and week out. You have an opportunity to win races, and I don't think there's a lot of guys in the Cup field that can say that, you know, towards the back of the field. So I did my time doing that, riding around, and it's just not a lot of fun. But it is a way to make a living, and that's the way you got to look at it. So, but I enjoy having time with my kids and my wife, obviously, and the Truck Series schedule is a good fit.
Johnny, does this season remind you of last season a little bit in the way that you kind of come on strong late in the year? And are you a believer in the concept of momentum and how that can carry you?
I do feel like we've been strong all year. I mean, if I look at the way we started off the season, finishing second, third, you know, getting really close to winning, I feel like we're a more competitive team than we were last year. You know, we've led three times as many laps this year as we did last year. I feel like I've shot ourselves in the foot once or twice, and there's a couple races where we didn't execute. So I feel like legitimately we should be sitting here with 6, 7, maybe 8 wins right now. So I feel like we were a year ago, but I also know that the rest of the season is history, and it's all about tomorrow night. So we just have to run well tomorrow night. Win, lose, or draw, you have to put your best effort forth because it comes down to one race, and we've had a great year, and hopefully we can continue that tomorrow.
Do you, you've done the testing with a great motor. How do you feel like that will perform next year, and do you feel like that's an option for GMS in 2018?
Yeah, I think it's a great option. I think at the end of the day, I applaud NASCAR and Elmore and everybody that's worked on this thing. And, you know, I'm not blowing smoke here, but they've done a good job. And, you know, we've done a lot of testing with it at mile and a half to super speedways to short tracks now. And at the end of the day, it's going to save people money, and that's what the series needs, is a cheaper way to be able to go to the racetrack. So I feel good about what they've built and how they're going to go about it.
What are some ways you think NASCAR could help reduce the cost, especially besides the spec engine?
Well, I mean, that's tough. I mean, I've talked to many people, and Phil Parsons says it best. If you gave me a clean sheet of paper and said, okay, go, work on some ways to save money, it's just not that easy. You know, there's a lot of different ways to go about it. You know, and ultimately, people say, well, get away from pit crews and pit stops. Well, it is a feeder system, and you're developing crew guys as well, so to try to move up the ladder. So it's not just about what I think or what anybody else thinks, but, you know, short track racing, everybody says that's the way to go, and that's going to save people money, but it's just not as easy as everybody thinks it is. Well, just do this or just do that. Things are complicated, so for me to sit here and tell you how to save money, it'd be pretty hard.